This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Miami, Florida at Sunshine PHP, run by my good friend, Mr. Adam Culp, who's taking our picture right now. And my special guest today is Mr. Jeremy Lindblom. Did I say that right? Lindblom?
Yep, okay. Lindblom.
Excellent. And Jeremy, you, amongst other things, you are my Amazon friend. You work at AWS, which means if I forget my password, I'm sure you can reset it for me.
Yeah, sure.
Tell us a little bit about what you do at AWS.
Well, Amazon Web Services, of course, our cloud computing part of the company there at Amazon. And I find it very exciting to work at. There's a lot of smart people there that I get to talk to on a regular basis. Mm. My primary responsibility there is that I work on their AWS SDK for PHP.
Oh, very good.
Which makes me one of maybe 10 people in the entire company that does PHP. So we often get random oddball questions about PHP from people on the other side of the world in the company looking for something. But what's cool about AWS is that all of the web services that we offer have APIs. And so the library that I work on, the AWS SDK for PHP, which is probably the most three-letter acronyms you could possibly cram together in one name, it is the PHP library that we create to interface with those APIs more easily. So anyone who's worked with APIs before knows that all of them are unique snowflakes, and even the ones within AWS are pretty unique sometimes. So we normalize the interfaces to everything and write this open source library. So I also get to work on an open source project at work all the time.
Very cool.
I do like that aspect a lot.
Okay. Now, amongst other things, you are also the AWS representative for FIG.
Kind of? So I think Michael Dowling is actually listed as the official rep. So he's the project lead on the SDK,
okay.
But it's really just me and him, so yeah. I'm kind of half of the votes.
Okay. But you're involved. I know you are involved in FIG.
I follow the mailing list. Yeah. I haven't been too active probably in the past 3 months, but at times I've definitely contributed my opinions, and I think it's great that people are working on that stuff and that are coming together. There's a little bit of bickering sometimes, but in general, it's good.
I mean, every community has its drama, you know. I think we're one of the few that actually celebrate our drama. We have enough
We have parody. A PHP drama account.
Yeah, we have enough parody Twitter accounts that, we actually have fun with it. So, now, you also, amongst all the things that you do, you stay busy at AWS, but you're a leader in the Seattle PHP community.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your user group.
So I moved to Seattle to work for Amazon, and I started going to the Seattle PHP user group there because where I was in Phoenix area before I moved didn't have very much activity, and I wasn't very invested into the PHP community yet. So I started showing up, and I'm like, this is a lot of fun. This is cool. These are good people. And one day I casually asked, hey, how can I help? And
rookie mistake.
Here
rookie
I am mistake. 3 years later, and I'm the one running the show. So,
well, now, I ask this of a lot of user group leaders. What's your format for your meetings look like?
We've typically found that we kind of do like a two presentation a meetup. So, okay. Right now we are hosted by a company called Tune. Out there in Seattle, they do mobile analytics and advertising analytics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff there. They use PHP, they use Go, and they use AWS, so I usually have a lot of talk about with their employees. It's a lot of fun. But they're a super cool company that actually feeds us every time. They have a meeting space. They bring us in. They give us food and drinks. And so we socialize for about a half hour, and then we'll have a short presentation and then a longer presentation, and we try to vary the topics and skill levels because what I found running a user group is that, holy cow, the skill level distribution for people is just all over the place. So, like, you can't just stick to the topics that I'm interested in because then people will stop coming because they're like, wait, I just started learning PHP last week. Why are you talking about advanced design patterns and all that kind of stuff? So it's a challenge sometimes to figure out what topics to do or what speakers to bring in. And some it's a challenge to find speakers to bring in. And I think I've done my share fair share of speaking there. whenever we can't find someone, you know, someone has to fill in, and that's usually me.
Yeah. We've had that issue, and we've also Seattle probably doesn't have this, but in Nashville we actually had one speaker snowed in and couldn't couldn't drive over. Sean Stratton was in Atlanta, and
he got snowed in Atlanta.
Well, it was one of those nights where he could probably make it over to Nashville. Wasn't sure he was going to be able to make it back. So he said, you know, I'd better just stick here.
Yeah.
So.
Now, we don't tend to have too much snow in Seattle, but there is a lot of rain.
There's
a lot.
Speaking of things that you do have in Seattle, you now are planning a conference.
Yeah.
Talk
so there's really nothing like that up there in that region. So, I mean, we right now, the PHP conferences in the United States, we got one in pretty much every other region. We had Ski PHP / Open West down kind of in the Southwest and ZenCon down there. And there's Lone Star in, you know, Texas and that area. There's Midwest up in Minneapolis. There's Northeast PHP in Boston.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Sunshine PHP where we are right now in Florida. So we got pretty much everywhere but the Pacific Northwest. So and I've always wanted to bring like the speakers that I I've met on at other conferences up there, because like people don't know about them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to meet these people, they're great, you know. So I want to bring people over there so they can meet them. So we're starting up a conference called Pacific Northwest PHP.
Okay.
Right now we have a Kickstarter running to kind of kick off the fundraising and just tell people about the conference. But you know, pretty soon we'll have a website up. We'll have a call for papers. We're trying to get sponsors together. So if you're listening to this and you happen to know someone who might be interested in sponsoring, let us know.
Subtle there. Yeah. Subtle. Yeah.
So, but it'll take place September 11th and 12th this year in downtown Seattle. So
when will your call for papers open?
Probably March.
Okay. Excellent. Yep. We will make sure and mention that on Nomad PHP as well.
Cool. Thanks.
So because this sounds like an exciting event. And you mentioned the Kickstarter. And it's funny because a friend of mine, it's not something I said, although I said it to you, but a friend of mine who I won't name because I don't want to embarrass this person, but this person organizes conferences, said to me, he said, I'm not sure if I'm mad because he's doing it and nobody else does Kickstarters for conferences, or I'm mad because Jeremy's doing this and I didn't think of it first. You know? And I definitely actually applaud you because it is an incredible marketing idea to do a Kickstarter and gauge interest.
Yeah, and that's primarily why we did it. I mean, I knew that we weren't going to raise all the money for the event through the Kickstarter because companies probably don't want to, you know, do the sponsorship money through Kickstarter. They you know, typically do like invoices, purchase orders type stuff. But I thought it'd be a great way to market it and kind of just introduce the event to everyone else.
And so far, has it do you consider the Kickstarter a success?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's I think we're 2 weeks in. It's going through the rest of February, but we're already only just a few hundred dollars from our goal.
That's incredible. And I actually, I am jealous because I did not think of this idea. It's a great idea to market the conference and to gauge interest. Because if you can't do the, if you can't fund it through Kickstarter, even at the level you've set, then there's probably not enough interest to do it.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've proven there is.
Yep. And so. We had a 15 like special Kickstarter price tickets, and those have all been reserved already. So that kind of, that was basically like my kind of goal, Han, is get this initial announcement out there, set a cool, good price that people will want, and taken up really quick.
So. But I've told you before, I've been organizing conferences for about 10 years now, and if there's anything I can do to help you, all you have to do is let me know.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I applaud this because I know how difficult it is to set up a conference.
I'm just trying to keep my head above water. If I can do that, then I'm good.
The first couple of years are scary. You know, you have, the first year is, can we do this? And the second year is, was it a fluke? You get through the third year, then you begin to think, okay, we got something here. You know, this is going to work. Okay, well, Jeremy, I want to thank you for taking your time to be with us. I know the schedule is incredible, and you've skipped a class or a session just to talk with us. So thank you for that. Before you go, though, the same questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
All right. So, again, our user group is the Seattle PHP user group, and we're on Meetup at meetup.com/SEAPHP.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for being with us. And because you're a user group leader, I want to say a special thank you. User groups are the lifeblood of the PHP community, and you put forth your effort selflessly to help build this user group. So thank you for helping make the PHP community awesome.
Thank you too, Cal. You do lots of good stuff.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.